The Saudi Crown Prince accuses Iran of being behind recent attacks on two oil tankers in the Sea of Oman. Mohammed bin Salman said Kingdom does not want war, but will not hesitate to deal with any threat. He also called on international community to take decisive stance regarding the attacks. His accusation comes after the U.S. claimed Iran was responsible for the attacks. Earlier, Britain followed the U.S. in blaming Iran for the attacks, with the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt accusing Tehran of destabilizing the region. On Saturday, Iran summoned the British ambassador to Tehran for London's unacceptable stance and unfounded allegations. Tehran has strongly denied any involvement, describing the entire incident as suspicious. Joining us now out of Missouri for more, this is Mr. Dean Henderson, author of Big Oil and Their Bankers. Hello, author Henderson there. How you doing? A pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts on MBS's accusations toward Iran?
Well, it's pretty rich, you know, when you have this MBS butcher who's running this one single family kingdom where there's no dissent, no democracy, just an abysmal human rights record, and, you know, joined at the hip with this. I would call this the troika of tyranny: the United States, Great Britain, and Saudi Arabia. Of course, you could throw the UAE and Israel in there pretty easily too. But it's just so obvious what's going on here, and everybody knows that. Even Thursday, Sky News even reported that this was a possible false flag. I've never heard mainstream media use those two words together like that. So it just tells me that the people like myself and many others in the West who are constantly calling these false flags immediately, as soon as they come out, as soon as this fat pig Pompeo, this overweight, just monstrosity of a human being comes out and utters these words for his City of London handlers, we call it right away. And it's just obvious. Why would Japan, you know, or why would Iran do this when the, you know, Japanese are visiting their country? And they were the Iranians were the first on the scene to help the crew people on these ships. So it's just, to most of the world that has a brain, it's obvious what's going on here, that this was done probably by the Saudis or the Israelis or, you know, some actor for the troika of tyranny that I just mentioned. And so, you know, it's just, I think it's desperation on the part of the Saudis, desperation on the part of these inbreds that run the global banking empire. Iran's always been a thorn in their side, even going back to Persia, because the Persians were smarter than them. They created medicine, they created math, and, you know, the European inbreds could never handle that. So they just always had a chip on their shoulder towards Iran, which is the most democratic, one of the most democratic countries in the world, one of the most moral countries in the world. And this is why the axis of evil, the aforementioned axis of evil, is constantly going after them. So I think the good news is most of the world knows this is a false flag. It's pretty obvious, and when you have Sky News using those words, that's a good thing. So, you know, I just say stay the course and, you know, weather the storm, and they're not going to get anywhere with this.
You know, that's exactly what I wanted to get to you. You said they're going to get nowhere with this, but that's my lead me to my second question. So what is the end game when you have Pompeo out of Washington, you have Jeremy Hunt out of London, and now you got MBS out of Riyadh? And it's imperative for them, before an investigation, to put the blame on Iran. All three say we don't want war with Iran. Why does their policy and their rhetoric negate that narrative?
Yeah, I mean, their policies, they're itching for a war with Iran. And what they want to do is they want to have Iran react, and Iran's too smart to do it. And they want them to do something stupid, and they're too smart to do it. And it's just like with Venezuela. They thought they would, you know, support this little Guaido guy from the oligarchy, and they would, you know, put him in power with the super rich that live half the time in Miami behind him. And it's the same sort of thing. They're working with these anti-Iranian, you know, millionaires in this country who fled the revolution because they didn't have the backbone to tough it out. And it's just a lot of blow, I think. And as long as Iran just, you know, just basically stays diplomatic, stays the course, you know, if they need to get out of the JCPOA, they should. That's their right. They have the dignity, but with restraint. It's just like Putin's been doing. And you know, I just think there's nothing to back this up. A lot of this is just blow. They're itching for World War III. They're not going to get it.
And Dean, over the last couple of months, where we saw the tensions rise in the Persian Gulf, then we saw kind of a diffusion, and all parties kind of took a step back. A lot of critics said that Tel Aviv and Riyadh do not want to see a diffusion at this point, that they might actually go to any lengths to see confrontation between the U.S. and Tehran.
Yeah, these are the desperate parties, Israel and Saudi Arabia, along with the UAE, because they're these little fiefdoms that were, you know, they're part of the global oligarchy. They're the global oligarchy in the Middle East region. They represent the interests of that bunch, that banks in London and Switzerland. And they want their little empires to exist. And really the days of Saudi Arabia and Israel are numbered. These are historical anomalies. These are illegal states that were set up under illegal circumstances, occupying force in the case of Israel, a monarchy set up by the British under the Treaty of Jeddah in the case of Saudi Arabia and these other GCC countries. And it's just, we're living in now in the 21st century. You know, and so people have to move on. And so they know that. They know that their days are numbered. They know that alternative energy is also on the rise. The days of oil are numbered. And so they're desperate. And they're trying to drag the United States and the British into war. And I think really when it comes right down to the brass tacks of it, I think the military minds in both countries realize how powerful Iran is militarily. I think they realize the fact that the Chinese and the Russians are in their axis now, and maybe Turkey, maybe Qatar, we just don't know. And so, you know, I really think it's just a game of chicken where these guys really don't want a confrontation with Iran, but they want to try to, you know, I don't know, appease the Israelis, appease the Saudis, get some more oil out of them, get some more concessions from the Israelis and let these little things exist. But I think history's on the side of Iran. I think they stay the course with their resistance economy, and I think it's a model for the rest of the world to follow.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you, Mr. Dean Henderson, author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, joining us there out of Missouri.